This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. February 22nd over at Donner's Bay Resort, it's the Turtle Flambeau Flowage Ice Fishing Jamboree. This is an ice fishing tournament held in memory of Claus Kreke and will be taking place from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. with cash prizes given for the largest fish caught in several categories, hot food, warm and cold beverages, and tickets for many raffles. The resort is located just off of Iron County Highway FF between Mercer and Butternut at 2974 Hiawatha Road, Snowmobile Trail number 9. Once again, that's happening February 22nd from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Donner's Bay Resort on the Turtle Flambeau Flowage. There's money to be made when the NFL draft comes to Wisconsin, but you better make sure you have the proper permits. Civic Media's Lisa Hale has more.
There's a lot of excitement brewing over the NFL draft that's coming to Green Bay in just over 3 months. People are listing their homes on sites such as Airbnb and Vrbo to make a little cash. Michael Friedman with Simple Life Hospitality, which manages vacation properties, says don't cut corners. Make sure you get the proper permits through your local municipality.
People are getting cited already. They're getting their initial warning letter from the city of Green Bay stating that your home is listed and it does not have the proper permitting.
Friedman says Green Bay is not the only local municipality that is checking permits, so it's best to do everything by the book.
If people think they're going to get away with trying to do this and skate by not having the proper licensing and permitting and they're not going to get caught, I will tell everyone who's listening or watching, don't do it. You're going to get caught and you're going to get busted. And then ultimately you're going to get fined and it is going to be significant.
The NFL draft comes to Green Bay April 24th through the 26th. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Saturday, February 15th, it's the Sherman Snowshoe Shuffle. This will be taking place at the Sherman Town Hall, which is 3063 Highway 182 in Springstead, with sign-in beginning at 9:30 and everything kicking off at 10:30. Early registration by the 10th of February is $20, after which everything will be $30. Donations are welcome, and for registration information, you can visit the Sherman First Responders webpage at townofsherman.net/firstresponders or check out the Sherman First Responders Facebook page. You must pre-register if you wish to borrow a pair of snowshoes, and for questions, you can email shermanfirstresponders@gmail.com. All proceeds will be benefiting the Sherman First Responders. Costumes are encouraged and will be judged, and a lunch will be included with registration. Non-shufflers are welcome to join with a free will donation. The lunch will follow the race. And after that lunch is going to be prizes raffled off during the after party, including artwork, gift baskets, surprise raffles, and more, along with a 50-50 raffle. Once again, that's happening Saturday, February 15th at the Sherman Town Hall in Springstead. The law of the month is safe winter driving. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Snow, sleet, and ice all make it harder to control and stop our vehicles. From October 2023 to May 2024, winter weather contributed to more than 11,000 crashes in Wisconsin, resulting in 9 fatalities and over 2,000 injuries. So here's what we need to do. Drive at a reasonable speed to prevent crashes. Give snowplows space to work. Those drivers work long hours to clear nearly 115,000 miles of roads across the state. The State Patrol recommends clear snow and ice from your vehicle windows, lights, roof, and hood, because snow and ice sliding off your roof and blowing off of your hood can be dangerous. And snow means slow. Allow extra travel time, following distance, and reduce your speed. Avoid sudden braking or steering. And don't be overconfident with four-wheel or all-wheel drive. And always avoid using cruise control in winter weather conditions.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks clobber the Kings high. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks jumped out to an early lead and beat the Kings 130-115. Giannis with his 50th career triple-double. Milwaukee with a 21-2 run in the first quarter. Doc Rivers.
We came out, played the right way, ball moved. You know, I think seven or eight guys had over nine attempts. You know, 45 threes. That just tells you the ball's moving. I thought defensively matched the offensive effort. And when we do that, we're pretty good.
College hoops, Greg Gard gets his 200th career win as Wisconsin held on to win 70-68 over Ohio State at the Kohl Center. David Joplin with 30 points as Marquette gets past DePaul in overtime, 85-83. NFL, Matt LaFleur on what does Jordan Love need to improve in year three as the Packers quarterback.
I think the next step is just to continue to evolve as a vocal leader. I think that just kind of comes with the position naturally, and I think he's taken steps to get there, but I think he can really demand a lot because the locker room, they respect him not only as a person but by the work he puts in. I mean, he's a grinder. I think that's one of his best qualities, is he is one of the guys.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Doors lead singer Jim Morrison was found dead in a bathtub in 1971. Some believe he faked his own death. A new docuseries, Before the End, Searching for Jim Morrison, takes a closer look at the rock star who was only 27 when he fled to Paris, supposedly to get away from fame. Director Jeff Finn features Morrison's brother Andy and his sister Anne, as well as archival footage as he dives deep into the singer's life and death. The three-episode documentary can be streamed on Apple TV for $7.99. Stop the presses. Robert De Niro will be playing a gangster in a new mob film. If that's not fun enough, De Niro's rival gangster in said mob film will be played by Robert De Niro. The film Alto Nights will tell the story of a 1950s dispute between legendary New York gangsters Frank Costello and Vito Genovese, who were once best friends but became adversaries. The film will be directed by Barry Levinson. How great would it be if De Niro received an Oscar and a Razzie for the same movie? If you're looking for suggestions on how to get back at people who cheat on you, you might want to check out The Drew Barrymore Show. On one episode last year, Barrymore talked about how she spray-painted and vandalized an ex's car who had cheated on her. Earlier this week, Barrymore told a guest she once made an ex-boyfriend who cheated on her watch her have drinks with the mistress before breaking up with him. If you do cheat on Drew Barrymore, don't get caught. Here's a Schwabamendation for you action movie fans. Somehow the film The Old Guard flew under my radar, but I watched it over the weekend and really liked it. Charlize Theron stars in the film that was released in 2020 as her character leads a group of warriors who have been alive for centuries and fight those who try to prevent the progress of humankind. Their mission of staying anonymous is blown when a greedy scientist tries to capture them for their DNA. The film is a bit violent, but has great action and fight scenes and is full of surprise moments. Seven-time Super Bowl champ and one-time husband Tom Brady has come under fire all year long for his on-air gaffes while providing color commentary during NFL games. During last week's game between the Packers and Eagles, Brady accidentally referred to the Eagles as the Phillies, then later in the broadcast referred to Packers running back Josh Jacobs as Brandon Jacobs. This comes on the heels of Brady forgetting the name of one of the teams that beat the Packers during a recent telecast. In addition to Brady misspeaking, when his broadcast partner talks to him, he often nods his head so much a viewer could get vertigo. Yeah, he's not that great, but people on social media are losing their minds over his missteps. Word to the wise, if it's brilliant elocution you're looking for, don't try to find it on an NFL pregame broadcast from the guy who took shots to the head well into his middle age. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little sunshine this morning, and then it will become cloudy with some light snow and freezing drizzle this afternoon. We could get an inch or so by the time it winds down this evening. It will be breezy today as well. Some blowing snow possible with a high of 23. 17 tonight, cloudy, 31 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 12 below.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.